Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Trace Kerr.
And I'm Amy Barton, and this is a brainstorm. Okay, Trace.
Yes.
I bet you think we've talked about everything there is to say about ants, right?
You know, I always think so. Ants and spiders, I'm like, we've exhausted it. And then...
Yeah. So that's today. It's Ant Chat with Trace and Amy.
All right, bring it on.
I would like to talk about honeypot ants.
Oh.
I'm going to try to say a science word, everybody. Yep. Myrmecocystis mexicanus is the honeypot ant. So let's just say honeypot ant.
I like that.
These guys are deserty. They live in arid climates. So I got excited because our area is somewhat arid, but we have some serious winters. They are more indigenous to the southern United States and Mexico. So you probably won't find them up here in the Northwest, but you go down south and you could find some in the Southwest. And they are colonies that have a specialized honey ant that is called a replete. And so these guys spend their whole lives hanging from the roof of the nests that are dug in the deep, cool ground. And during the rainy season, their fellow ants spend time feeding them, dropping little bits of nectar into their mouth like they're some sort of godlike creature. This is their whole life. They hang there and they eat and they eat and they store this food. So the main source of these ants and these repletes is the sweet nectars gathered from desert flowers. However, I do love that they also will feed the repletes liquids from insects killed by the colony. So like body fat from wasps or other ants. So these are cannibal ants.
Oh my
sometimes,
God.
Sometimes, but still cool. So they get too big to move, and so they literally spend their whole life just hanging there. But the pro of that is that then with those big bloated bellies, they have these living larders, so that when it's the dry season and these guys have swollen to the size of a grape, their neighbor ants decide it's time, we can't survive, there's no other food for us. They go and they stroke their antenna. I'm stroking my antennas now, which are sort of where cat whiskers might be. You can imagine for yourself, stroke your own antenna. And they're like, oh, okay, dude. And they regurgitate some food for their neighbors.
Okay, so I went and looked at a picture and you said like a grape. This ant has the biggest back porch and it's giant and swollen and kind of honey colored.
Like, it's weird. It's kind of translucent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Move over, Kim Kardashian. These ants have all the boom and back.
That's right.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they're part of the worker caste, although that's sort of a royal existence. Maybe it's boring.
I don't know if ants have boring. I mean, there was a cutaway of a log and they're gripping the log with their big butts hanging down.
Yeah. Like you hang them on the line and they're just hanging up there.
Wow. But what an interesting adaptation.
Yeah. Strange. And if you want to, you can see David Attenborough eat one.
Oh, no. No. Because, you know, they would pop just like a cherry tomato. And I hate everything about that.
I would be okay with it if it was like a cherry tomato. But I feel like it's a little too boil-like in its look. No, thank you. I've made it grosser. Did you think
you
we did? Could? I did.
You did.
I use science word, but I also made it gross. I just gave myself a high five.
Yuck.
So now you know. The honeypot ants.
Oh, trauma. Okay, let me see.
I turned it from a really nice, we're surviving in adversity to they pop. It's gross.
Okay, so check out our Instagram for fun science facts. We might not have a picture of Attenborough on Instagram eating an ant. Our Facebook page is a great place to go if you have comments or questions, or if you're just as horrified as I am, please, you could talk about that. Amy and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know, and I guarantee you will not be bored.